It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
What's your favorite movie? One of mine is probably the science fiction action thriller, The Matrix. In that film, humans go about their normal lives. At least, that's what you think at first. You eventually learn that humans are living in and totally controlled by a virtual world created by a gigantic computer system called The Matrix. Humans exist in a coma, each in their individual pod or cocoon, functioning as a battery-like power source for this worldwide computer system. Our hero, Neo, that's actor Keanu Reeves, is suspicious about the reality of life. He searches for and finally meets Morpheus, who's played by Lawrence Fishburne. Morpheus is like an evangelist who presents Neo with a choice, a blue pill to forget the truth, or a red pill. Choosing the red pill, Neo awakens and the Matrix expels him through what looks like a birth canal. The remainder of the movie is Neo discovering his real identity as a human being. Neo makes the right choice when he chooses the red pill. At least that's what I think. So far in our examination of rest or Sabbath, we have been dabbling in the virtual world. Let's look at what a red pill will show us about real Sabbath. That is genuine rest. I want to make 4 points. The first two will raise questions about reality and the vexing issue of the law. The second two call for action. As we move through these 4 points, be asking yourself, which pill would I choose? First is a question about the continuing nature of the law, by which I mean those commandments and regulations that legislated a weekly Sabbath or rest. This is a large topic, and I will only comment on one verse, Romans 10, verse 4, which reads, Christ is the end of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. Now, the word end there is the translation of the Greek word telos, which carries the idea not of cessation, but of a goal or a result. A telos is like the terminus of the Trans-Canada Railroad in Vancouver. The railroad serves its purpose by bringing a traveler to the goal, or the telos, the end, which is Vancouver. Once the traveler arrives at the right destination, the railroad really isn't needed anymore. In the same way, Jesus Christ is the telos, or goal, of the law. He, not the keeping of the law, is righteousness to everyone who believes in Christ. The first use of the word Sabbath occurs in Exodus 16. Arguably, this is the first Sabbath. It was for Israel. The two statements of the Ten Commandments include the Sabbath, Exodus 20, verses 8 to 11, and Deuteronomy 5, verses 12 to 15. These were also for Israel. The law was used by Israel to define boundaries separating itself from the rest of humanity. These boundaries included male circumcision, dietary regulations, that's kosher or clean foods, and the Sabbath, or rest. Since Jesus Christ, male circumcision, kosher versus unclean foods, and Sabbath are matters of complete indifference to God. If you choose to eat or not to eat prawns, pork, or penguin, well, actually, I'm not sure I would eat penguin. It's not a matter of righteousness before God, what you eat or don't eat. Right relationship and living with God is attained only through Jesus Christ. Again, Christ is the end of the law, the telos of the law, the goal of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes. Romans 10, verse 4. Second, Christ is the reality. The law is about shadows. This is confirmed by Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. Paul writes, "Do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. These are a shadow of the things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ." Again, the Sabbath, among other Jewish festivals, was only a shadow. The reality of the shadow, among other things, is found in the person of Jesus Christ. On a bright day, objects cast shadows. The shadows cast an outline of the object, but they are not the object itself. The Sabbath is a shadow. It's not the reality. Jesus Christ is the reality that casts the shadow of Sabbath. Again, Jesus Christ is the reality. Back to the movie, The Matrix. In that movie, Neo was suspicious about the apparent realities. Are you now wondering about the nature of Sabbath? If it isn't a day of rest during the week, what is it? Is there any concept of rest provided by God? Here's where the two action points come in. And this is point three. Jesus Christ is our rest, not the seventh day of the week. Now, what does that mean? Since the seventh day of creation, there has been something called God's rest. You can read about that further in Hebrews chapter 3 and chapter 4. People have failed to enter that rest because of unbelief and disobedience. Even during the Exodus, there were those of Israel of whom God says, quote, "I declare on oath in my anger they shall never enter my rest," end quote. That's Hebrews 4, verses 3 to 4. He's quoting Psalm 95, verse 11. Jesus Christ fulfilled the divine requirements of righteousness, including the Sabbath. Those who have believed in him have come to share in Christ, Hebrews 3, verse 14. And that sharing in Christ includes God's rest. Neo chose the red pill and experienced a new birth-like event. That's a metaphor for those who choose Jesus and experience a new birth event. So, action point number one is to choose life in and for Jesus Christ, who is the goal, the telos, the end of the law, and the reality of God's righteousness. And here's our next action point. The rest in Christ is already, but not yet. Again, what does that mean? Rest in Christ is something that will be fully experienced in the future when Jesus Christ returns physically to the earth. To that extent, it is not yet. However, it is also true that those who are in Christ and are becoming like Christ can experience this rest already. The present experience of this rest flows from our active responses to the Lord Jesus. Hebrews 4, verse 11 states, "Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest." I propose a few examples of what it means to make every effort or to respond actively. First and foremost is moving from being in Adam to in Christ. This movement or conversion takes place through the obedience of faith to Jesus Christ. In a way, that is like Neo choosing the red pill and his experience of moving from in the matrix to his new birth to real life. Paul talks about this very succinctly in Acts 20. He says, "Repentance toward God, a change of heart, a change of mind toward self and sin and God and Christ, and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ." Second, becoming like Christ by cooperating with the Holy Spirit in his transforming activity of making the follower of Jesus, the one who is in Christ, more and more like Jesus Christ. See texts such as 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. Third, claim and experience release from the guilt, shame, and fear of our own sinful thoughts, words, and actions. This can be accomplished through confessing our sins, that is, agreeing with God regarding our sins and claiming his forgiveness and cleansing. Consider memorizing and enacting 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, where we read, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." And fourth, freedom from anxiety. That disrupts rest and peace. This release can be experienced through prayer and through intentional acts of humility to God and others. What do I mean by that? As for humility, Peter writes in 1 Peter 5, verses 6 to 7, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you." As for prayer, Paul writes in Philippians 4, verses 6 to 7, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests unto God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." There are other areas in which we can experience genuine rest in Christ. Perhaps you will share your ideas and experiences with us by contacting me through this radio program. When we begin to realize what a person has in Christ, then rest or Sabbath becomes much more than simply taking time away from work. It becomes a living experience of entering into a closer relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to John B. McDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. McDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.